views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Today, your guest host, Phil Free, is here. Phil has been using energy work since 1998. He continues to apply these techniques every day to facilitate improvement for himself, family, friends, and clients. You can tune in and benefit from it too. Here's your guest host, Phil Free.
Hi, this is Phil Free. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm filling in for Colette today, and stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. And you can also access all these shows later on in the archives if you want to listen later. Today we're going to be talking about conflict resolution, a big issue in our world. And of course, we're going to take callers. If you guys want to call in, we'll be glad to make some shifts happen for you. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So today we're going to be talking about conflict resolution, something that we can all use in our lives and know how to deal with better. My guest is my brother Michael Deliage today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So yeah, we're going to get jump right into it if you don't mind. So talking about this conflict resolution stuff, we're going to talk a little bit from the perspective of the psychology and about energy awareness too, and how to, you know, using these perspectives to resolve more, to understand more, etc. So I would like to start by saying that in understanding the nature of our conflicts, and it's a great place to start with ourselves and to know ourselves, be honest with ourselves. Would you like to say something about that?
Yes. It's always important to realize that whenever conflict or argument we're having, that it's always we tend to get stuck in seeing things in our own perspective, and we always look for evidence or facts to back up what we already preconceived beliefs. So it's always important to really step back and see, okay, how does this other person see this issue? And a lot of times the conflict's more an issue of perception, different perceptions. Not both sides usually do want to resolve the issue.
Yeah, that's a good point. You also mentioned this idea of confirming things for that we believe, or that we, you know, that idea. We talked about this idea of confirmation bias. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, so in psychology there's a term called confirmation bias. So whether it's people's political views or views on any sort of topic, people have a tendency to usually look for facts, feelings, intuitions that kind of confirm their already pre-held beliefs. So unfortunately, what that creates is that people tend to dig their heels in even deeper, instead of really just even if they don't come to an agreement, at least to help to gauge someone else's point of view.
Right. So from the energy standpoint, I mean, I would say we look at those same things. We notice that a lot of people are attached to their point of views about things, and we want to get them neutral to their own point of view and to the other people's point of view about things so that they can see, like you're talking about, the different perspectives. So yeah, there's a lot of tie-ins, I think, at this juncture here with the psychology and the energy awareness. So, you know, we like to tie those together sometimes on this show. And so we were also talking about, there are like these 5 points when it comes to conflicts and conflict resolution. Did you want to get into that a little bit? I don't know if you want to name them or you want me to name them.
I think I'll just hit the key words to each of these issues or in terms of resolving conflict. First of all, I always say take a deep breath and step back and always try to just, in a human way, say, okay, try to think what is the issue involved in the conflict. And I think usually that's the one that it comes most obvious. But then the next four are just as important. What is our preconceived notion, or are we looking through things just solely through our point of view and not trying to relate to the other type of point of view? Cause sometimes we'll see something in a particular way, and because we refuse or we have struggle to see it the other way, that can intensify a conflict. The obvious is know what the cause is. Where did it originate? And what I mean by that, did someone yell? Was someone disrespectful? Did someone feel neglected? Then I would say the solution is, can you identify with the other person's point of view? Again, you might not always agree, but at least understand what their point of view is. And the last part I say is, can you reach a contract compromises that can be negotiated to modify the situation?
All right. So I think you said at the end, what compromises can be reached to accommodate the situation. There was a little cut in your line. I just want to be sure that's what you were saying, right?
Yes. What compromise can you reach?
Great. All right. Well, there you go. So, you know, I would say that, you know, from the energy standpoint, we can very much look at these same exact questions and test the energy, so to speak. So, again, looking at I'll reiterate them in case you miss them or you're taking notes. So the issue, you know, what is, you know, what are people upset about, essentially? So, again, and from the energy standpoint, we just neutralize people to what there is, to what they're upset about. You might look at the ground or the background of this whole situation. If there's past issues from an energetic standpoint, we may want to look at, is there karmic issues, things like that. And when we look at the cause, where was the breakdown? Sometimes you and I also use the word trigger at one point. Where was the trigger also at one point? So that's a word we use a lot in energetic awareness, like what triggered somebody's emotion or whatever else it was to get off balance, neutralizing that. Then the solution, can you relate to the other point of view, whether you agree or not? So that's something that I think we're going to get more into with all this psychology stuff in the show today. But with energy work, we would certainly get people neutral to whether they agree to something or they don't, and to their point of view and another person's point of view. And then the contract aspect of it is going to be like same thing, getting people neutral to taking action, you know, from this new place in a sense of where there isn't the conflict and, you know, now they can work together if they want to, that kind of energy. So we're going to move through this and go on with like talking about psychology here. Like, I think a lot of people have heard about terms like introvert and extrovert. So I think we'll start with something like that. That's pretty universal for people. But since we're talking about conflict resolution, what kind of conflicts do you notice that introverts and extroverts get into, and how would you say, and how would you suggest that they solve them?
Okay, yeah, that's a very good question. So one of the common things that we see with extroversion is introversion is imagine a couple, and one's an extrovert and the other person's an introvert. And they come home and the introvert tendency might be just to go to another room to read, to play music, just to meditate, while the extrovert will want to, because they get energized by being around people, they're going to want to right away just sit down and just hash out how their day was. So sometimes what happens when there's a misunderstanding, the introvert can feel upset and neglected and then be angry at the introvert, while the introvert can get upset because they feel that their space and their time to recharge is being violated. So with the five-point thing is the issue is I mean, in that example, the issue would be what is the different type of typology, introvert and extrovert, and how they manage free time, how they deal with their free time when they get home. And then the second example was what's the core as well, and it is understanding that people get energized differently and being aware of that. And then the cause of it is that someone felt upset, either because their space was violated or because they felt neglected and they got upset the other person. That would be the cause. And the solution is being aware of the other side of the and understand that people are different. And then at least understand that point of view. And then the contract, like I would say in this example, is maybe the extrovert can agree to give the introvert like about half an hour to themselves when they get home. But then after half an hour, the introvert would like go meet the extrovert in the kitchen and they kind of just spend quality time rehashing how their day was.
That's really good stuff. So we're about to hit a commercial. And we'll come back and talk about all this more after. You're listening to Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. My guest is Michael, and my brother, and we will be returning after the message. You can feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. We'll make some more shift happen after the break.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Hi, we are back on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Phil Free, and I'm filling in for Colette today. I'm here with my guest, Michael Deliage. Would you like to share your contact information with our audience?
Yeah, so thank you again for having me on. My contact info is m_deliage@yahoo.com.
Cool, thank you for that. And if anybody wants to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. So I actually got a request over the break to work to make some shifts happen for this woman, for her husband. She is unable to call in at the moment, but she wanted me to work on her husband, who apparently has been in an accident and suffered multiple blows to the head. So I'm going to tune into this man for a moment and see what I can pick up on. And we'll ask, I'll have to obviously, since she's not on with us, I'll follow up later on, probably the next show, if I get an update from this woman and let the audience know if, you know, the condition of this man. So let's just start by, like, strengthening him to everything that happened. We're going to strengthen his family to everything that's happened up to this moment. And all the emotions that come up when something like this happens, it brings up tons of emotions for people, tons of fear in particular. So that's the first thing that we're going to, shift. Then I'm going to look also at, when something like this happens, it's, you know, it's pretty traumatic, and not just for the person involved, but for those around them. And sometimes even those who are working, like the paramedics and things like that. Obviously, they're trained and things like that, but it's still a difficult situation. Still, you have to act quickly and urgently, things of that nature. So being neutral to all the trauma involved when it comes to accidents. And then obviously, it brings up the big questions of life and death for people when something like this happens. So that's a big one for humanity. It's a tough one that a lot of us not really prepared to deal with or know how to deal with very well. So we're just going to get everybody as strong as and as neutral as we can to the situation now, as sad as it may be, to whatever happens. You know, I don't know the extent of the details, so we're just going to strengthen the energy in this person, and we're going to strengthen no matter what this person chooses, whether they stay or they don't stay or the condition in which they stay. We're going to strengthen to all the outcomes, and we're also going to strengthen to the positive outcomes as well, which is that they make a full recovery, that everyone can move on in the family as well. So with that being said, as I notice other things, I may make a couple more comments on the show, but in the meantime, I will get back to the topic here with my guest, and we're talking about conflict resolution. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into this idea of sensors and intuitives. And sometimes it feels as though sensors versus intuitives. And that's exactly what I was going to ask you about. How would you say that sensors and intuitives get into conflicts? And then what can they do to resolve their conflicts?
Well, I think the issue is more just being able to, the five steps definitely help. It's just really trying to, with this preference, is really trying to understand how that person, where that person's coming from, step four. Because a lot of times for a sensor, they're more like the here, the now, the details, like the facts here and now. they might not always understand, well, an intuitive person, sorry, will kind of bring in different possibilities, things of the past, kind of bring a whole array of different issues. So in that, a sensor might fail to understand how an intuitive the dots and seeing that as unrelated, while an intuitive person might misunderstand the sensor as being like nitpicky, talking about like a specific little thing. So especially at step four is very important, because sensing intuitive has to deal with how we process information.
Cool. Well, thanks for that. We're actually having another caller calling in from Canada. She has an issue that she'd like us to work on, or a question or something. Let's have her on.
Lisa, you're on the air with on The Truth Is Funny.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Not bad. Do you have a question or concern that we can help you with?
Yeah, I was going to see if you guys could do a shift for me.
Sure. What's going on?
I started, I actually almost finished my accounting course that I've been taking, and I find I'm really hard on myself on learning information, and I kind of beat myself up, and I'm just not retaining it like I should be.
Okay. So is your goal, would you say, to... I mean, why is it you want to retain this information? Let's just put it that way.
To achieve what? So that I can use this information so that I can have a career. But okay. I find I'm just struggling with retaining it.
Okay. So, yeah. So you're associating this with, all right, your future a lot and things like that. Well, let me ask you first, how much is it concerning you if you're on a scale of 0 to 10, this, you know, not retaining information thing? How much does it bother you?
I'd say about a 6 or 7.
6 or 7. All right. So let's get into it. All right.
I find when I'm doing.
Go ahead.
I find when I'm, now that I'm in this course, it's a 16-week course. I'm almost done. But I just find each day when I go there, it just feels like I'm not retaining it. And I just get almost like frustrated inside because I should know this. I should get it. It should be clicking, and it's not clicking.
Okay. So the first thing I'm picking up on is, like you said, you use words like frustrated, you beat yourself up, you said the first time over this. So let's just get you neutral to that and neutral to other possibilities. Like, that's not the only way to learn, is to beat it into you, you know. So that's, you know, anything, you know, a lot of this comes maybe even from the upbringing a lot of times. So a lot of times, you know, some of us who are not super young anyway, remember a time where discipline was a little bit harsher and things like that, and it was a little bit more of that beating the information into you kind of energy, right?
Yeah.
So let's just get strong to all that experience, all right? So let's just get neutral to all the emotion, all the grief of that ever happening to you back in the school days, whether it was your parents, your teachers, you know, anybody, bullies. Let's just strengthen any of that sort of threatening energy, like learn this or else type thing, all right? So when you can remove that pressure from yourself, then the information will just retain itself as you need it. You know, it'll just be there when you need it. You'll read it, and then when you need to use it, you'll know it. It'll be that simple. So just, if you can't imagine that right now, we're just going to center your energy and get you to be able to imagine that. And whether you can imagine it or not, it can still happen. All right. Sometimes I like to still look at, if people imagine it, what kind of issues come up around that. So if you imagine retaining the information and not having an issue with that, do you see any, do you have any triggers coming up?
I felt a little lighter when I was imagining me retaining it with ease.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good. So that's good. So that's an opening in a sense where you're allowing yourself new possibilities. All right. So I'm going to just make a few shifts for you in a sense, non-verbally, that are just going to improve the way that you take in information, all right, with less judgment. And a lot of the psychology stuff is going to help too, as if you want to listen to the rest of the show, where it's, you'll understand that it's like there are many ways to take in information. And if one way that you're taking information isn't working for you, you can certainly learn about these other personality types and be like, oh, wait, you know, these people take in information this way, that way. Maybe I could do that as well. And maybe they don't judge themselves so much. And things like that. Go ahead.
I'm aware that I'm a different learner than the average. I'm more of a hands-on feeler learner. Mm-hmm. So I struggle in a classroom environment.
Okay. So saying like, so let's just strengthen you to all the things. So, I mean, classically anyway, you know, we think of people as maybe audio listeners, you know, visual learners, or tactile learners. And maybe you're describing yourself as a tactile learner. So we're going to just strengthen you to being a tactile learner or being an auditory learner, being a visual learner. And we'll strengthen you to all of those essentially, so that even if you have one that's a little bit more of your comfort zone, that the other ones aren't a handicap for you. All right. So let's just get you stronger to all the information you perceive visually and being able to retain that, strengthen you, center you. And then all the information you take in auditory, you know, audio. So we're going to strengthen you and center you to that as well. We're going to get you neutral to listening and taking that information as well. And then all the tactile as well. And we're going to blend that all together so that no matter which way you're taking it in, you can retain it. Right now, it's like you haven't really given yourself the possibility of all those. So let's just strengthen you to that. Now you have more tools at your disposal, all right? So let's get you strong to all that. All right, so just get in touch. We're coming up on a break soon. I just want to ask you before the break, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much are you concerned about this not retaining information issue?
I'd say about a 3. It's gone way down.
Okay, good. If you want to stick around over the break, I can work on you a little bit more and, you know, ask you how you're doing after the break. We were hitting a break here. So if anybody wants to call in after the break, it's 1-800-930-2819. And we'll talk more about conflict resolution and make some more shift happen.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hi, this is Phil Free. I'm filling in for Colette today. We have my brother, Michael Deliage, here with me. We've been discussing conflict resolution using psychology and energy awareness. We had a caller, Lisa, here with us before the break, but unfortunately we lost her. If she comes back, we'll gladly bring her on. But just to follow up for the listeners, who are kind of leaving hanging here, we'll kind of close this a little bit. And obviously, if she calls back, we'll close it up with her as well. I would just like to say to Lisa, if she's still listening, we're going to, you know, strengthen you to the method with you, which you learn. So we noticed a few things just based on your answers and the brief interaction that we had with you. But my brother and I agree when we look at certain psychological factors that, you know, you come off as pretty extroverted, you come off as probably the feeler rather than the thinker. And so just with that being said, if you are an extrovert feeler, you may enjoy like study groups and things of that nature. Either way, we'll get you neutral, all these possibilities as I suggest them anyway. It's no advice really, it's just possibilities. All right, and being neutral to various possibilities. That's all it is, really. And getting you neutral to also just we also use this other form of psychology called the Enneagram, where we list personalities into number types. And we're not sure. Obviously, we'd like to interact with you a little more to know exactly what your personality type is, but there's definitely some indicators of or there's some strong indicators of the 3 personality type, you know, some indicators of the 2 personality type as well in some of your answers and things like that. And if that's the case, I would just say that getting yourself neutral to yourself, like reading really. Hi, here you are. You're back. Can you hear me? I can no longer hear you if you're here. Okay, well, we're having a little bit of technical issues here with Lisa, but again, if you just keep trying to chime in if you can. So again, sorry we're not able to speak at the moment, but we're just going to strengthen you to that. I would just suggest maybe following up or reading about the Enneagram Type 2 or Type 3, or there's some great YouTubes about it also. If you want to look that up, you can just type that in, Enneagram Type 2 or Type 3. Again, I would lean on more of the Type 3 for you, but there's these things called wings. So you may be a 3 with a 2 wing. So, or you may be a 2 with a 3 wing as well. So Lisa, if you can hear me though, just jump in anytime.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa. So how you doing there? I don't know if any of that was helpful as far as information, but let me just get a gauge from you on a scale of 0 to 10. How are you feeling when it comes to retaining or not retaining information?
I'd say I'm completely neutral.
Great. So do you feel like you can just retain the information now?
I do, yes.
Great. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. And obviously, if you want to call back in a future show, please do so.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling.
You too. Bye. All right. Great. Well, that was cool. So, yeah, I mean, I want to just tie this in for the audience some people in this audience who are used to listening just to this energy program. They may not understand why I bring in the psychology aspect or anything like that, but just this is, you get a lot of helpful clues very, very quickly. Just over the break, you and I were talking, and yes, we both noticed that, yes, the extrovert thing, the feeler thing. And when we notice that, it's like we're able to be like, okay, like direct, you know, we can see more clearly what her problems are or what her tendencies are, let's just say. And then maybe the direction that she needs to go in as well, or push herself in, or get out of her comfort zone as well sometimes. So that's what we're doing here. So we're going to get it. We're going to continue with that a little bit. Let's talk about this next letter combination, which is T and F, which stands for thinker and feeler. Some people consider themselves feelers, like we just talked about with this woman we suspect is a feeler. And they're thinkers as well. What kind of conflict do thinkers and feelers run into, and how would you suggest they resolve those conflicts?
Yes. First thing I just want to clarify that I don't want feelings. People who are feelers doesn't mean they don't think, and doesn't mean thinkers don't have feelings. It's more about how people come to make decisions. So a feeler is looking for trying to at least relate to someone, understand their mitigating circumstances. They all think about like what feels right to me. I want things to be like everyone to be kind of like work out and be and fair. And they're trying to really kind of like relate, and they're looking almost like at least a sense of harmony, or at least being able to relate to someone and understand their situation. While thinker, they're actually trying to look at like an objective set of standards, and they're looking for more or for clarity, just like tell me what the bottom line is. All this background issues could be interesting or not, but what is the heart of the issue? So a lot of times where conflict arises when we're not aware of our preferences, and the other preference is that a feeler can deem a thinker as cold-hearted and unsympathetic, while the thinker might just think that the feeler is just going off on tangents and not being practical-minded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we see that a lot in life, all of us. I mean, you and I have talked extensively about, you know, examples that we know and our family and things like that. But yeah, we see it all over life. I like actually how you first brought it up to me. You used an example from a show called Star Trek, and you used the original Star Trek, that is, and you talked about Spock, and you talked about the doctor, I forget his name, but which one would you, I think some people would already guess which one just based on this introduction, but why don't you clear up which one's, you know, who's who? Who's the thinker, who's the feeler?
Yeah, so the doctor is the feeler, and the thinker is Spock. So, I mean, in a nutshell, basically, there's an episode where they crash, and the ship is broken, and so the doctor's like looking at it to see who's doing okay, who's alive, who's not. Well, Spock's kind of looking at the surrounding. He notices that the high winds, like blowing sand, at the sun setting. So the doctor says, okay, well, we need to bury the dead, and everyone's okay, and then pay our respects and go that. And Spock's answer is, well, no, we need to find shelter, leave the dead where they are. We need to find shelter because it's the wind's picking up and it's going to get dark and the temperature is going to drop. So then the doctor is kind of shocked by Spock's callousness, while Spock just thinks, well, that the doctor's is not prioritizing what he thinks needs to be done now. So, but again, if you look at an example, it really shows that one's not better than the other. They're both acting out of the best intent. It just, what they decided was the best attempt was very different. A doctor feels it's important to honor those who passed to show that we cared for them. While the Spock, he might care for them, but for him is the best course of action is, okay, like, What are the practical steps that need to be done now?
Right.
They're both acting from what they believe is the best intentions.
Right. So, you know, when it comes to these letter combinations, we're really down to one, and I would like to get into it before the next break. So why don't we get into this idea of J and P, which stands for judge? And what is it?
Judging and perceiving. Correct.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So talk about that.
Yeah, and actually, I think also that those names are almost, especially, are important to clarify, because I think a lot of people think judging, like, oh, this person's judgmental. And no, judging means that, so that preference talks about how you like to actually plan out your day or go about your day. So some of the judging is, they're called judging more because they want specific, like, deadlines. They want things decided. They want to know exactly like when something's due and what day they're going to handle what task. And they love making a list, having a list of things to do. While a perceiver is more, they're also goal oriented, but for them there's not as a structured process. You know, they want to know, okay, give me the rough, guidelines. And then as the deadline approaches and I collect more information, then, you know, I'll get the project done. But they might not do that as consistent. They tend to work more in bursts of energy. So that's important to be mindful of that, because a perceiver might think as a judger being too rigid, while the judger might deem a perceiver as too scatterbrained and unproductive. So it's very important to realize that both perceivers and judgers can get things done. It's just their route to getting to their goal or destination, it just looks very different.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, a lot of people may not understand that. And, yeah, I think I've noticed that a lot. I think that in a very general way that the J's think that the P's are kind of in the clouds a lot, and the P's tend to think the J's are a little bit uptight. We're actually up against another break. We're already three quarters through the show, and we'll be back after the break to make some more shift happen on The Truth Is Funny.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Hi, we are back on The Truth is Funny. This is Phil Free, and I've got some barking dogs in the background, but that's okay. I can't help what's happening outside. So, we've been talking about all kinds of stuff today, dealing with conflict resolution, looking at psychology as well as energy awareness. But before we get back into all that, I just want to say if you want to know more about Colette's stuff, she's got all kinds of things going on. Obviously, she's got this show. She's got cards, she's got painting, she's got events like teleshifting events, and she has in-person events. So check out her website, thetruthisfunny.com, and you can find her on Facebook, Twitter. Just search The Truth is Funny with Colette, and you'll find her. So we're going to get back into all this stuff here. One more time, I'd like you to share your contact, though, in case people missed it last time. You want to share that one more time?
Yeah, of course. My email is m_gelage@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com, great. And also myself, since I haven't done mine, I realized if anybody wants to contact me, they can send me an email at whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil@hotmail.com. And basically, yeah, that's that. So basically, we've been talking about the Myers-Briggs, really, these letter combinations like E-I-S-N, TF and JP. And we're going to go a little deeper in the sense that a lot of people might know about that, but still not have a deep understanding of themselves to a degree. Like, for example, if we took a letter combination like ENFP, you might see two people who are ENFPs, but still note that they're pretty different from each other, even though they have a lot of similarities or overlap on some degree. For example, I noticed that in the Enneagram that does these personality types with numbers 1 through 9, you can have a ENFP who's a 2 and another ENFP who's a 7, for example. You want to talk about how those two might differ from each other?
Yes, and a very good question. Yeah, so the Enneagram is another tool that you can use to kind of enhance greater self-understanding and understanding. So, you correctly said that both 2s and 7s can be ENFPs, but each number has a virtue and a vice and things that come natural that they're naturally interested in and things that they might struggle with as well. So the 7's known as the enthusiast. So they are like a 2. They're big picture people, usually wear the heart on their sleeves. They like to loose plan, very interested in experiencing things, adventure, kind of like risk takers, trying different things out. While someone that's a 2, who's also like ENFP, might say, "Well, I don't resonate with that much at all," but that's because they might be a 2, and a 2 is more like the helper. They're like, "Hey, I want to go volunteer at this place, or you need a hand with something like this." And their virtue is empathy. They really almost feel people's pain or sadness, and so they're not necessarily adventurous or want to try different things as a 7 might be, but they might be more into like caretaking, being of help, things of that sort. And they definitely are generally have a strong desire to be wanted, more than a 7 that might be more like a more independent and free spirit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's where I would encourage people to look at the Enneagram information as well. And since I mentioned, earlier about Myers-Briggs, I mean, you could read about this Enneagram as well. And there's also some great YouTubes about it as well. if you're more that type. But yeah, there's actually a lot of things. I kind of want to recap everything because we're kind of coming close to an end. And so I just want to recap for those who didn't hear the whole show. But I think we started the show by talking about knowing thyself, knowing oneself, knowing yourself, knowing myself. So start with yourself and not defending our own biases, basically, that we don't want to just defend our own point of view, or even when it comes to this personality stuff, that when we learn what our personality is, such as I'm an ENFP or an INFP or whatever you are, or, and learn whatever your number is, whether you're a 2 or a 4 or whatever you might be, not to be so biased, like in a sense, like thinking that that's the best thing to be and that everybody else is wrong or lesser and these are the best things. It's like everything has this, every number, every type has its strength, its weakness. It's just a different approach. That's the message we're really communicating here. Then we also want to, you know, reiterate that this is about reaching an understanding with ourselves and with others. This is about conflict resolution. You know, to know this information and not use it to resolve conflict is kind of wasting it. So resolve, you know, this is all to help people resolve their own conflict and help resolve conflict with others as well. And essentially achieving balance, you know, this is all self-mastery. This is all, we're all on our own personal road to self-mastery, and we're all looking to achieve balance in our own way. Is there anything else you'd like to recap about what we've said here today, Michael?
Yeah, I mean, you brought up a lot of good points. I would just also say that the great thing about the Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram and even, you know, energetic healing is that sometimes people get in that mindset like, oh, this is the way I am. And it's like, okay, you do, people do have natural strengths in areas they're not, but there's no reason why you can't always thrive for improvement. And these things, like the Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram, is more like a blueprint, not a destination. So I always want to kind of remind people that, and you don't want people to say, well, I'm this way, and that's the way it's always going to be. It's like, no, now that you have greater insight and you know what your strengths are, you can build on those and also strengthen and neutralize your weaknesses.
Right. And for me, it helped me a lot. I mean, reading about my type again, it was very difficult, challenging to learn about it at first, because I had to be honest with myself. I was like, wow, it's like, how could this, you know, book, or how can these people know this and spell this out so clearly about me? But once I accepted that, it didn't take me long to be like, okay, I see clearly what my vices are, my faults in a sense, with that personality type. And I was able to be like, okay, I'm going to make more conscious attempt to nip this in the bud, or not escape so easily as I would in the past. And so just noticing that, being aware of that, I was able to catch myself in the act more often and be like, okay, I'm not going to escape the moment as much as I used to. And that's made a huge difference in my life. But before we wrap up, I also just want to follow up with just one more correction. I haven't heard any further information about this woman's husband since I got the message early in the show. But I did just want to make one more shift for the audience listening. Look, I realize it's, you know, anytime we hear about an accident and someone is hospitalized, things like that, brings up a lot of fear. So I just want to neutralize all the fear. Right now, I don't know the facts, and obviously, like I said, if I get a follow-up, I'll fill in the audience next show and let you know what happened and where things are at. But in the meantime, when we don't know, our mind tends to worry. So let's just neutralize whether we know or not the details of what's going on in that situation or in any situation in our lives, that we don't automatically go to a negative place or even a falsely positive place for that matter either. Where we're false hope for that matter. So we're just getting ourselves really neutral to knowing or not knowing what's going on in life. So getting ourselves neutral to all the fear and all that, and we wish them the best, and we'll neutralize them to the best outcomes, no matter what they be, for that person and the rest of the family, and for all, really same thing for all of us, the whole audience, myself and everyone else, get neutral to all the outcomes in life. And we're coming up to the end of our show here. It's been a pleasure having my guest. Thanks for being here, Michael.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. I'd like to thank the audience and Carter, the producer of the show, and the callers calling in, Lisa, and anyone listening. And, you know, feel free to call in next time. Colette will be back next Wednesday, 8 a.m., to make some more shift happen. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.